On behalf of Bishop Carroll, Father Jenkins, all the clergy and the sisters, I wish all a happy and a blessed Easter. Now the epistle for Holy Saturday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, the third chapter. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then also you shall appear with him in glory. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, "Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going, quickly tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee, and there you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou who illuminated the whole world, bless this light, that with it we may be enkindled and enlightened by the fire of thy brightness. These words are taken from the first prayer of the blessing of the fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Good Friday, my dear faithful, all of creation groaned at the death of our Savior. The earth trembled with earthquakes. The sun was darkened. The veil of the temple was torn in two. Then all fell into an eerie quiet and a stillness. Now, on the following day, the body of our Lord lies in the tomb, lifeless, cold, and separated from his soul. In the tomb, his sacred flesh was still torn by the scourges, bearing the place of the nails in his hands and in his feet. His head was still wounded from the crown of thorns. His body rests in the cold darkness of the sepulcher. Those same hands that had worked miracles and healed the blind are now motionless. The sacred feet that walked upon the water and the sea to the apostles are bound in burial cloths. The voice of the good shepherd that forgave sins and spoke words of eternal life was then silent on earth. And the sacred heart, which burned with love for men in life, that heart was now beating no more. Though his body is still in the tomb, our Lord was not idle. But after his death, the separation of his body and soul, our Lord descends into limbo, the awaiting place of the souls of the just. From the time of Adam until the death of Christ, the souls of the just, Abraham, Moses, David, the prophets, Saint Joseph, Saint John the Baptist, all awaited the redemption. They could not enter into heaven, for the gates of paradise had been shut ever since the sin of our first parents. But now, at last, the King has come. St. Ambrose, the doctor of the church, describes this as Christ burst open the gates of limbo and set free the prisoners who were held in darkness, and death was now conquered. It is interesting that at that same time when our Lord was going to limbo, many on earth believed that Christ was defeated. The high priests congratulated themselves, thinking they have silenced our blessed Lord. The Roman guards stood watch at the tomb at that very moment, believing they could keep him there. But of course, all of their efforts were in vain. The sleep of Christ is not the sleep of defeat, but a rest after victory. Even in the silence of the tomb, he's already conquering death itself. But not only does he proclaim his victory in limbo, for it is at the first rays of dawn on Easter Sunday that our Lord's soul returned to his body in the tomb. His Sacred Heart began to beat again. The precious blood once more flowed through his veins. His body that had been laid cold on the stone is again warm and invigorated with life. His body now has the attributes of a glorified body. The wounds from the crown of thorns are gone. The dried blood and dust from the way of the cross have vanished. The only signs of his passion and death that remain are the wounds in his sacred hands and feet from the nails, and in his side from the soldier's lance. Now, these wounds are the signs of his triumph, records or trophies of glory. But just as Christ's rest in the tomb was the prelude to his resurrection, so too is every trial in the life of a Christian merely a preparation for greater glory. We must learn and practice trusting that even in silence, God is at work. Today, on this Holy Saturday, a new fire is kindled. The Paschal candle will shine. And let us give thanks to God for the Lumen Christi, the light of Christ. But before that moment, we must remain here at the tomb, as it were, watching and waiting with faith. That is our life on earth. We must learn from Our Lady, who through though sorrowful, never doubted. The world may mock, the enemy may think he has won, but we know the truth. You, Lord, have slept your sleep, and men of rank have been troubled in vain. Holy Saturday teaches us to have a faith that endures in silence. It is the day when the church keeps vigil beside the tomb, indeed mourning, but waiting and trusting. It is the day of divine stillness. Christ's body lies in the sepulcher motionless before his resurrection. And his soul, having descended into limbo, proclaims the triumph of the cross to the souls of the just. And just as his rest in the tomb was a prelude to his glorious resurrection on earth, so too must we learn to see our sufferings, our trials, and our life, even in our darkest hours, as preludes to the greatest glory. God often works most profoundly in silence. When all seems lost, when prayers feel unanswered, when a loved one perhaps is walking down a dangerous path and it feels as if we can't even help, when we are struggling day in and day out to avoid sin and to overcome our temptations, when we have failed so many times in the practice of virtue, patience, humility, or kindness, meekness against our anger, when the soul walks in darkness and sees no light, this day, Holy Saturday teaches us to trust in God. The grain of wheat must fall into the earth and die before it can bear fruit. And so too must our faith go through silence and darkness before the glory of Easter breaks upon us. On this day, my dear faithful, Holy Mother, the Church can't wait to celebrate the glorious resurrection. And thus the Church begins to proclaim that light has conquered darkness. The new fire has been kindled. The Paschal candle now burns. That is, the light of Christ returns to a world that had been cloaked in a shadow. The ancient prophecies have been read and fulfilled. The Red Sea has been crossed anew. The bells have rung out again, and the Alleluia has returned to the lips of the Church. The faithful and Holy Mother of the Church is bursting with excitement and anticipation, from the lighting of the new fire all the way to the moment when the host, the true body of Christ, really present on the altar and in Holy Communion, the host is consecrated again upon the altar. The same sacred body of our Lord we receive in Holy Communion. This should be our excitement and the moment which we are waiting for. In spirit then, my dear faithful, today let us be ready and waiting beside the tomb of our Lord all throughout our life. Ready not only for his resurrection with hearts full of faith and learning from the Immaculate Virgin Mary, whose unwavering confidence never failed, not only then, but let us every day be ready and waiting and working towards our resurrection in heaven. Let us then rejoice at the resurrection of our blessed Savior. Let us hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in our daily life and follow the requests of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And thus we will follow our Lord in his glorious resurrection in heaven. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed and holy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.